This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. More than 100 people were evacuated from hotels and residences near the Grand Canyon South Rim in Arizona on Tuesday, while others were told to shelter in place due to flash flooding caused by heavy rain. Deputies were dispatched to a gateway town in Coconino County, south of the southern entrance to the Grand Canyon, for reports of flooding due to heavy rainfall in the area around 4 p.m. local time. More than 100 residents and hotel guests were relocated to wait out the flooding, and around 70 students from the Grand Canyon Unified School District also had to take shelter on school property, but were later returned home. U.S. Highway 64 was also closed as water reached levels of 3 feet deep, but the highway has since reopened. India made history on Wednesday, becoming the first country to land an unmanned spacecraft on the moon's south pole and the fourth country to land on the moon at all. The Chandrayaan-3 landing is a huge boon for the world's most populous nation. India has been vying for a greater influence in space exploration through both the government's space agency and through private investment. Just three other countries in history have successfully performed controlled or soft lunar landings: the United States, China, and the former Soviet Union. The Indian Space Research Organization's successful touchdown on the moon comes just days after a Russian spacecraft en route to the same area failed during an orbital maneuver and crashed into the lunar surface. The failure was a major setback for Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft that crashed was the first moon landing spacecraft launched by Russia's space agency in almost 50 years. The moon's south pole has long been of interest to space agencies and scientists because the region's shadowed craters are thought to hold greater concentrations of water ice than anywhere else on the lunar surface, so the moon's south pole could be of critical importance for establishing long-term human settlements on the lunar surface. NASA's Artemis program, which aims to return astronauts to the moon, intends to land its Artemis III mission in the moon's south polar region in 2025. Brook trout have been found in Soda Butte Creek, and wildlife officials suspect that someone put them there. Yellowstone National Park and the state of Montana fisheries crews devoted an entire week to poisoning unwanted non-native brook trout in Soda Butte Creek near Cook City back in 2015 using rotenone, a chemical used to poison fish, in 38 stream miles of the Lamar River tributary to kill 450 brook trout. The next summer, in 2016, only two surviving brook trout were detected. The northwestern Wyoming and southern Montana watershed got another dose of poison to ensure that the creek would remain a stronghold for the native species, Yellowstone cutthroat trout. For five straight years afterward, no brook trout, a cutthroat competitor, were detected via routine monitoring and eDNA technology, which detects the whole suite of species in a waterway with great precision. Yellowstone had won the fight against brook trout, at least in the embattled Soda Butte Creek watershed, or so it seemed. But now it seems that someone has illegally reintroduced brook trout to Soda Butte Creek. In a one-mile stretch of the waterway, electrofishing crews discovered 15 or 16 brook trout, and they were a few different sizes, suggesting different age classes. The pod of brookies materialized from out of nowhere, indicating that they got a helping hand from a human illegally tinkering with the fishery. Notably, the reinvaded or reintroduced brook trout in Soda Butte Creek haven't yet gained much ground. Using eDNA, fish and wildlife crews determined that the fish are confined to a short and isolated stretch of the stream in Yellowstone National Park. For the first time in 7 years, fisheries crews will be dispensing the piscicide rotenone in 9.6 stream miles for a smaller spot treatment to remove the non-native fish and make Soda Butte Creek a habitat for Yellowstone cutthroat trout. Mostly, existing cutthroat trout were spared. Wildlife crews waded Soda Butte Creek's waters to electroshock the stream and salvage the native fish before poisoning the waters to kill the brook trout. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.